Ayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef. We read that Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. In fact, Chazal tell us in other places, based on the pasuk Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs, the wise individual is involved in mitzvahs. It says, as Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, were involved in Bizoy Mitzrayim, in taking the booty from Egypt, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy being Osek in mitzvahs. He was busy looking for the bones of Yosef, which Chazal say they were down in the bottom of the Nile, and he brought it up. So Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in the mitzvahs, because Bizoy Mitzrayim was only a harasha, was a special mitzvah for that time period. That mitzvah, this is something, is a mitzvah l'dorah. So either way, Moshe Rabbeinu is a chacham lev, he was involved in the kvura of Yosef. So it says he went ahead and he was involved in the mitzvah of taking the bones out of Mitzrayim. And in fact, even the Chazal have an apparent contradiction. Those of you who've started learning Nach and you got to the book of Yoshua, not that far in, it's a pasuk in Yoshua which says, it's Atmos Yosef Shahalu Vinei Yisrael, or Shahalu Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. The pasuk says in Parshas Shemos, in Yoshua, that the Jewish people took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. So we have an apparent contradiction. Explicit pasuk in Chumash, Vayikach Moshe Atmos Yosef, and yet in Yoshua, we have a pasuk saying Yoshua took the bones, that Bnei Yisrael took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. So which one is it? And in fact, we know we have a rule that one, so if we had, if they had videos then, if they had kosher tube then, or Torah Anytime, or any other site that has videos, if you had a video camera, there wouldn't be a dispute. Everybody agrees it was Moshe Rabbeinu who took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. That's not an argument. But so what is the issue? Because we have a general, we have a rule where Chazal tell us that if one begins a mitzvah, Kol HaMatchil B'Mitzvah, one who begins a mitzvah, and someone else finishes the mitzvah, the one who completes the mitzvah not only gets credit for finishing the mitzvah, but gets credit for everything. So therefore it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones out, but since he didn't finish the job, that Yoshua and the Jewish people took him out, and they took him out of Mitzrayim and brought him into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, we give credit for Moshe Rabbeinu. So, and in fact, we have a klal, the Ramah talks about it by Yomem Noram, that one who, there's a minhag in some shuls that the one who leads tzlichus should be the one to daven as well. So what is that based on? So the Magen Avraham writes, it's based on the principle, Kol HaMatchil B'Mitzvah Omen Lo Gemar. Whoever begins the mitzvah, we tell them to finish it. You began the morning with the tzlichus, we tell you to continue. But that's a whole discussion on that, but not for now. But we see a similar principle in terms of if you begin a mitzvah, they want you to finish. So it seems that we have a clear principle that the one who completes the mitzvah finishes it. So therefore, it seems that's why he attributes the mitzvah to Bnei Yisrael, not to Moshe Rabbeinu. However, not so quickly, because we're going to be davening in a couple of minutes. Minig Ashkenaz, let's stick with, that we say this prayer before Baruch Shemar. What do we say? Mizmor Shir, Chanukas Habayis L'Shlomo. Oh, do you have a different text? Some have a Chanukas Habayis L'David.
What am I also for so cheap? They had these misprints in
there. Yeah, it seems to be a lot of confusion here. David, because we just finished saying, we all know David began building the temple, and Shlomo finished building it.
Yeah, right.
So we just finished establishing our principle, the one who finishes the mitzvah gets credit. So it seems to be a mistake, it was David, so therefore David wrote to him, so at least we could begin to understand it. But maybe he forgot, he should have put Shlomo in, but you know, but that's some say the son is like the father, so okay, so we could go along those lines. But either way, we have an apparent contradiction between the two chazals. Because on one hand, we say, even though we establish, we know Moshe took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim, but in Yoshua it says that the Bnei Yisrael took him out, so we reconcile the one who completes the mitzvah is the one who gets credit for it. That's why in Yoshua it says, and it gives Bnei Yisrael the credit for not only for taking him into Israel, but for taking him out of Mitzrayim. Yet over here, when it comes to David HaMelech discussing the Beis HaMikdash, he says, Mizmar Shir Chanukah is by Israel David. David began the mitzvah. He certainly didn't. In fact, David was mitzvah his whole life. His one akasha alti me'es Hashem. One thing he wanted, his goal was to build the Beis HaMikdash. And for different reasons, he wasn't able to. Based on the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, which says that because since David was going to fight many wars, albeit Mechamas mitzvahs, but since the Beis HaMikdash is a place of peace, of mizbeach, of shalom, so God tell you, we're not going to let you build the Beis HaMikdash because you have all this blood on your hands. Others say this the opposite. Because if David would have built it, it would have remained forever. Like the parts that David did do remain. So therefore, and God forever, God in his wisdom knew why. He knew that the temples were going to be destroyed. So if David built them, they couldn't be destroyed. They would have lived forever. So different, whether you take the pro or the con side, the bottom line is Shlomo finished the job, not David. So we say, Mizmar Shir Chanukah is Habayez with David. Why not? If Shlomo finished the mitzvah, he should be attributed with building the Beis HaMikdash, not David. So that's an apparent contradiction to how do we reconcile.
Look, all 150 Tehillim were composed by David. So it's Mizmar Shir doesn't mean that David finished the mitzvah.
We can
build it. He composed this mitzvah.
Right, that's
it. By David, but I composed this.
Yeah, one. Right, so one can answer that way and avoid the kasha. Yes, there's some in Chazal they assume it's a stira. Yeah, but I felt you could. I hear what I'm agreeing with you saying. You could say that he's not talking about he's composing a mizmor. Right. That'd be an answer. Then there wouldn't be any kasha. Then I wouldn't have a shir to give.
Oh.
So obviously we can't go with that mahalo, can we? It's not 8:30 yet,
to
so
thank you.
So
the Why wouldn't the Beis HaMikdash of David be able to be destroyed?
Why wouldn't it be?
Why wouldn't it be? Yeah, I heard by Moshe Rabbeinu, if Moshe went into Israel and built the Beis HaMikdash, then
I don't know why, but I'm saying Chazal talk about the things where like he built like the gates, the things, and it says the different. In other words, white stuff could, because maybe
he built it or sustained. I mean, they lasted.
Yeah, the stuff that's what they say. The different parts that he did, and I guess because that was his goal. That was his lifelong dream. Whatever he had the most. We could come up with different whys, but Chazal say it that if the parts that David did still remain. So we could discuss. We could get into different possible svaras. So the two ways of attacking this issue. How do we reconcile? On one hand, we see from the Atzmos Yosef, the one from the bones, the one who finishes the mitzvah gets credit. On the other hand, from the Beis HaMikdash, we see the one who began the mitzvah gets the credit. So there's two ways of reconcile. The first way we'll attack Moshe Rabbeinu versus David HaMelech, because Moshe was the one involved in Atzmos Yosef, and David was the one involved in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mefarshim talk about an interesting Shaila. Let's say what they talk about Shiduchim. So there's a mitzvah of Shadchanes. If you could, there's a big mitzvah to get married, and as well for someone who's involved in aiding and abetting, being a Shadchan, being a friend setting them up, that's a big mitzvah. And the Rama writes, it's not just a good idea, but there's a minig tov, and one should. There's a mitzvah to pay the shadchan. It's not just a good idea. The Rama brings down one should pay the, shadchanes geld or whatever. It doesn't have to be money. Whatever it is, it'll be some type of reward for. And as the Satma Rebbe used to say, shadchan, the word stands for sheker dover kesef nosein. If you don't have the kesef nosein, you're just left with shin dalet, shade. Demon, you don't want to start off the marriage that way. So either way, so that's what the Ramah brings down. So it's an interesting shaila in the Piskei Tshuva, other Achronim. What happened? Someone set the people up, and they broke it off. And then whether it's 2 weeks later, 2 years later, 6 months later, to borrow a Yaradeya term, they were chozer v'neir, that they got back together. And let's say someone else, a different shotkin, set them up. Oh, we went out, but try, maybe you're both different now. It's 6 months later. Another shotkin set them up, and then it worked out this time. Who gets the shadchanas gelt? The first shadchan or the second shadchan?
Both.
Huh?
Both.
Yeah, so it's a discussion. They both get both. Who gets the two-thirds? Who gets the one-third? So I think the Piskei Tshuva quotes from others that since the one who completes the mitzvah gets the credit, so he writes they'll get like two-thirds of the money. So we see they used that klal already by shadchanas. So Rav Moshe has as follows. So Rav Moshe's distinction is as follows: that when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, whose fault was it that he didn't bring the atzmos? He didn't. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu finish his job?
He had 40 years to wait till he entered.
But not that, because he couldn't go. The job was to bury in Eretz Yisrael. Did Moshe make it into Eretz Yisrael? No. Why didn't he make it into Eretz Yisrael? Whose fault was it?
His fault.
Right, whatever that means exactly. The 13, 14 different pshatim, what exactly he did wrong, Moshe Rabbeinu on his level, whatever, it was Moshe Rabbeinu. So it was his own fault. So if you start a mitzvah and you don't finish it because if it's your fault, so then we say you get no credit. In other words, but by David HaMelech, no fault of his own. In fact, either because he had to fight the Mechemes Mitzvah, someone had to fight the wars for the Jewish people, or according to the other explanation, if he would have built it, they never could have destroyed it. David did everything possible. He lived his dream, and he did everything he could. There's nothing he could have done differently. This wasn't in the cards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had different plans that he wasn't able to finish. So Rav Moshe writes, he says, when do we say the one who finishes the mitzvah, the one who doesn't finish the mitzvah gets no credit or very little credit? It's when they blew it. It was up to them. They could have finished the mitzvah on their act because of something they did. They were negligent or they sinned. So then, okay, then it's on you. You got to take ownership. However, David HaMelech, he did everything possible and then some. So then we say the one who begins the, and in fact, if no one else would, if it wasn't for David, there never would have been a Beis HaMikdash. Or never happened then. It might happen year, 100 years. Like certain people have dreams and they do it. So therefore, if not for David, it never would have happened. So in a case where you, even though it might have happened 10, 50, 100 years later, it never would have happened in that time without David. Then it's Mizmar Shir Chanukah. Then you deserve all the credit. Because without David, there wouldn't have been a Shlomo in many ways. What?